My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
See you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Top 5 characters, Scorpion.
Get over here.
And Chris Ello.
In the audio. Oh my goodness gracious. Can we start the show over again, please?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look, here comes our fearless producer.
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Time to get happy. We're going into the happy hour. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello. And a cast of one today. Me and Big Frank, as Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle and Matt Scraby is on the mend. We are hanging out for another hour with you until 6 o'clock. Sam Levitt filled in nicely earlier. We appreciate that. A reminder, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., don't miss it. Right after the Ben and Woods program, it's our weekly Padre Roundtable. An hour of commercial-free Padre talk, everything from the first half of the season, and I'm sure everything looking forward to what's to come in the second half will be discussed on tomorrow's roundtable. Ben Higgins, Steve Woods, or Steven. I don't know which one he like. I guess he likes Steven better. Seems to be a Steven Woods.
I think that's more or less.
Craig Elston, Annie Heilbrun, myself. Well, I'll be on tomorrow kicking around the goings-on of the Padres in the first half of the season. Just to recap, Padres are 50-49. They are a game behind your New York Mets, Frank, for the final wild card spot in the National League. I saw some predictions earlier. It was from Sports Grid, whoever these people are. They're predicting the outcome of the National League.
Okay.
Phillies will be the number one seed, Dodgers number two. When it's all said and all the dust clears, the Brewers will hang on to win the Central, they say.
They're really going out on a limb so far.
So far. Braves will be the first wild card. Oh. Again, another limb not broken. Here's one that is a bit of a risky pick. The Diamondbacks will get the second wild card, they say, with the Mets getting the third. That would leave the Cardinals and Padres and everybody else out. So we'll see how it all turns out. The National League race.
I don't see Arizona making it.
You don't see Arizona making it?
No. I think they just have too many problems, too many injuries.
They do have a lot of injuries. I don't know. Are they ever going to get that left-handed pitcher that
Gallen?
They... No, oh, no, they got Gallen's back.
Montgomery.
No, Montgomery's back, but he's been terrible. They got the kid from... the Tigers, Francisco, I don't know, left-hander. He's been on the injured list all year for the Diamondbacks. And I thought he was due back a long time ago. Francisco.
Something or other.
Oh, it's ridiculous that my memory is going.
I'm looking right now.
Frank, I'll tell you what, don't ever get old. Don't ever get old.
Too late, bud.
You know what happens? It gets old when you get old. Yeah, he's not on their roster, so I can't.
No, Montgomery's still on the IL.
No, not Montgomery.
No, I know, but I'm saying I'm looking at
the
team
website
right now.
Oh, he's on the IL right now?
He's on the IL. Kyle Nelson's on the IL. Eduardo Rodriguez is on the IL.
I think the Diamondbacks have a shot. Everybody's got a shot.
Merrill Kelly's on the IL.
Oh, yeah, Merrill Kelly, yeah. They're without him.
I don't see a Francisco.
No, who's that left-handed pitch? Somebody texted in the chat.
Eduardo Rodriguez?
That's the guy.
He's on the 60-day IL.
Yes, but he's been on it for more than 60 days. Well, that's the guy I was thinking of. Thank you, Eduardo Rodriguez. All right, we'll see who makes it in the I mean, look, there are 12 teams that have a shot to make the playoffs in the National League. And the Cubs are the 12th of those teams, and they're only 3.5 back. So that's a wide-open field, as it were. All right, one thing we did not get to earlier on the program, because Sam Levitt was in, was our Daily Gambit. So let's get into some of that right now. I know Frank wants to tell everybody how great some of his picks were last night.
I know, I got two.
Let's see how the rest of it went for you, Frank.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Don't bet at all. That's even smarter than gamble responsibly. Just don't bet at all. Enjoy the games. Pick some winners. Have some fun with your friends. Frank and I made these picks last night. National League, American League, and the All-Star Game. NL was favored last night for some reason by 1.5. Frank went with the NL. I went with the AL. AL won 5-3, so I won that one. Over-under last night was 7 runs. I said the over-under is always under in an All-Star game, but it wasn't last night. It went over. There were 8 runs. Frank got that, and I missed that one. So we're both 1-1. Next up, Paul Skeens, over-under 1.5 strikeouts. He had 0. Frank got that one. I missed that one. Into the WNBA we go. Las Vegas, 13-point favorite over Chicago. Both Frank and I went with Las Vegas. Chicago won the game outright. Big upset turned in by Chicago there. So we both missed that one, Frank. Angel Reese, over under for her was 13.5 points last night. She scored 13. So she went under. We both were correct on that one. And finally, the league's leading scorer, Asia Wilson, Over under 27.5 points. You went under, I went over. She went over with 28.
We finished tied.
We did. We both went 3-3 last night. So that's how that turned out. As far as tonight is concerned.
That's annoying, actually.
Yeah, well, the old sister kiss there. Do you know that term, by the way?
Yes.
Kissing your sister?
Yes,
like,
I do.
I used that one time with Tony and Scraby, and both of them thought, what are you talking about? That's disgusting. And yeah, I said, it's a terminology for a tie. And they were like, it is? Yeah, they didn't know that. So I had to clue them in. All right, tonight, Indiana, the FIVA, at Dallas, the Wings. Indiana's favored by 4.5. Dallas does have the worst record in the league coming into the game. But they're at home. Who do you like here, Frank?
I'm going to take the FIVA.
You going with the FIVA. Frank's got the FIVA. I'll go with Dallas. They're at home. The FIVA haven't been great with Caitlin Clark. They've been okay.
Typically, when you get the number one pick, you're not a great team.
Right, you weren't great to begin with. By the way, I just noticed this today. Caitlin Clark is leading the entire WNBA in assists. That's not shabby for a rookie. Angel Reese is leading in rebounds, which is also not shabby for a rookie.
Especially when there were talks earlier on the season that her teammates were intentionally dropping passes.
They might have been the way they were bricking some of those receptions. Caitlin tonight, 20.5 points over under. She averages about 16. But Dallas is a bad team, so I say she has a big scoring night. I'll go over.
I'll go over as well.
You're also going over. All right. Here's one that I put on there just because I like to say her name. Arike Ogunbowale. Ogunbowale. I need a couple of tries at it before I get it. Ogunbowale. She's the third leading scorer in the WNBA. She averages 22 points a game. She plays for Dallas, and her over-under is 22.5 for tonight, Frank. What do you think about Ogunbowale? Feeling good about her tonight? Arike, or not feeling good about Ogunbowale? Have I said it enough?
What was the over-under?
22.5.
What's her over-under for the season?
She averages 22, so they're hitting you right
there. I'll say under.
I'm going to say under tonight. All right, again, I'm going to say...
Sorry, a little distracted. The stream's doing some wacky stuff.
Uh-oh.
That's why I was...
Don't do that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to know about that. The stream. Hello, stream. Hang in there. all right. On to the MLS we go. Anyone. I just want to see how many MLS fans we have out there. In fact, just for fun, somebody...
I know my Red Bulls are playing right now. I was
the New York City Red Bulls. Yeah. All right, don't look at any scores because I'm going to ask you a couple games. But here's before I get to this, I want to see how many real MLS fans are. I think this would qualify you as a real MLS fan. You say you are. You can't wait for SD, San Diego FC next year. You love your soccer, etc. Somebody write into the chat right now. Who has the best record right now in the entire MLS? And what I mean by that is who has the most points? Because it comes down to points. You get three for a win.
One for a draw.
One for a draw or whatever. So who has the best record in the MLS? Anyone on the chat got that? I'm curious.
Frank? I don't got this.
You don't have it? No, I would never have it.
To me.
I would never have it. So I don't have the chat. So somebody's got to. You got to tell me if anybody gets this.
I'm seeing no clue.
No clue,
which is a problem.
That's not right.
Shoulder shrug emoji.
Shoulder
which is
shrug
even worse.
Is no good. Anybody got a guess? Even like a team?
Inter Miami.
Inter Miami's guess. All right, they're second.
Columbus Crew.
They're third. No, they're not third. They're third in their division.
Third in the conference. Yeah.
You're close, but nobody's gotten it yet. Who has the best record in the MLS? Come on, all you soccer fans. Tells me out there how many great soccer fans are out there.
I have never watched an MLS game, World Cup, Euro, Championship.
That's
UEFA,
what I'm getting on the
Copa
chat right
only.
Now. So nobody knows.
Thank you for exposing us.
Yeah, I'm exposing you people. You guys tell me all the time.
Cincinnati
all the...
FC.
Winner! Winner! Who
Alejandro
got that?
Salazar.
Thank you, Alejandro. And did he really put Cincinnati FC?
He put Cincy, yes.
Okay, because it's FC Cincinnati.
Whatever.
Officially. But that is correct. Was it Alejandro?
Yes.
Thank you, Alejandro. Finally putting an end to this madness. They are playing Chicago tonight.
Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire FC. Over under 3.5 goals. Frank, what do you think? Over under the best team in the league, Cincinnati and Chicago.
So where is Chicago? Because Chicago hasn't been good these last couple
years. They're bad. They're in 14th place. Yeah. They're way down the line.
I will say over because I know games like this can get a little bit out of hand.
You think Cincy could score four? That's a lot.
Oh, it's over under Cincy's goal?
No. Over under total.
Oh, yeah, Chicago may accidentally get one.
Wow. But that was pretty cold-blooded to the poor Chicago team.
I mean, you're going to accidentally score at some
just
point.
Just for the hell of it, I'm going to go under. One more. Inter Miami. That's Messi's team. Now, he's not playing. He's out with an injury.
Bad ankle injury in the Copa America final.
Inter Miami, despite that, still favored by a half goal tonight over Toronto FC.
Makes sense.
Which means with a tie, you know, you'd win with Toronto. I'll say Toronto just in the event of a tie.
I'll take it to Miami. You're going to go with Miami.
Very good. And then I got one summer league game in the NBA. The great Bronny James leads his Lakers into battle tonight against Adam Klug's Hawks. Both teams are 0-2 in summer league action. The Hawks
trading for everyone.
That's right. The Hawks are favored by 4.5. Frank, who do you like here? I mean, this is what we're left with, people. I'm sorry. It's the Wednesday of the All-Star break. What do you want?
You could have had a British Open pick. I mean, Xander Schauffele. Come on,
I refuse to talk about the British Open since somebody yelled at you for it earlier in the day. Still angry about that.
I'll take Atlanta.
Goes with the Adam Klug's Hawks. All right, just I'll represent Tony and take the Lakers.
If I want to move up in this business, I got to.
I think that was, you got to schmooze the boss.
Just a little bit.
I got to tell you, Frank, I'm a little surprised there. I mean, I think we did a little bit expose our, you know, soccer fandom out there.
Which just means you guys got to start talking about it more to get everyone ready for February.
Okay, I get that. But, I mean, we've got our team coming next year. And everybody tells me, you know, we are soccer crazy in this city.
I will say that is the worst part. The worst part about the MLS is every other soccer league in the Northern Hemisphere runs during the winter. MLS runs during the summer. Along with baseball season.
So you think that's what keeps the soccer people away?
That does hurt it a lot.
Okay.
But then again, you play it in the winter, you're fighting with the NBA and NFL.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. And you're also fighting the weather.
Yeah, well, I mean,
in the winter.
It's the same as everywhere else in the world, though.
This was not an official study by any means. But, you know, we have a pretty well-rounded, you know, listening audience out there. And I put it out there for grabs, who has the best record in the MLS, and it took a while for Alejandro to come up with that.
I would not have guessed Cincinnati because the last I saw of them, they were expansion team, bad.
They're having a good season. They are 15-5-3 with 48 points. That leads all teams in the MLS at this point. All right, very good. Check of traffic coming up. And don't forget, Hall of Fame throwback interview with Trevor Hoffman that Tony and I did several years ago. That if you heard it, it's probably worth listening to again anyway. It's coming up shortly.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Every everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trip down MLS memory lane during that break. Now that we're all excited that Cincinnati has the best record in the MLS, and we're all aware of that. I said to Frank, you know, there's 10 original teams that are still in.
I named a bunch of old teams.
You got almost all of them. Didn't get the 10. So we were going back. The original MLS season was 1996. Mm. Does that sound about right?
Right around there, yeah.
And that was the first season. It began on April 6, 1996. The San Jose Clash, now I believe known as the Earthquake.
The San Jose Earthquake.
Took
now.
On DC United. The game was at Spartan Stadium in San Jose, California. ESPN carried the game live. The Clash won the game on a goal by a former San Diego State athlete, Eric Winalda. You've heard that name, I think. Have you not, Frank?
I have heard of him as someone who has never been in my kitchen.
All right. Mr. Winalda was a San Diego Stater. He scored the very first goal in the MLS history. How about that?
So,
for a little MLS trivia for you.
So what you're saying is by FC San Diego or San Diego FC or whatever coming here.
It's come full circle.
It's coming home.
It's finally come full circle.
MLS is coming home.
Winalda scored the first goal. Come on. Trivia that you can impress pretty much anyone with. I don't think anybody's going to know that one. DC United was the first MLS champion, taking home the title.
I know the Galaxy has the most.
They beat the Galaxy in the finals that year. So there you go.
Galaxy have the most. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much more research I want to do on this, Frank.
We don't have to.
I'm pretty good. I'll save some of the research for when the team actually
San
Diego FC team starts. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to impress somebody soon when I tell them that I know who scored the first goal in the history of the
MLS. Probably impress Scraby tomorrow when you're thinking of something to talk about.
I don't think it'll impress Scraby because I don't think he cares that much. The British Open starts tomorrow, Frank, and it's high time we talk about it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Does anybody know who the defending champion is at the Open? It was a weird winter last year. Not a big name guy at all. And so much so that I can't even remember his name. I'm trying to find it here. Look it up for me, will you, Frank?
Is it Brian Harman?
There it is. Brian Harman, the winner of last year's Open Championship. And of course, Scottie Scheffler is the big favorite this year. And, makes sense. Scheffler's really had a fantastic year.
Same Scott Scheffler that finished tied for 23rd last year?
The same one, and okay. Also the same one who was a nobody until he played a round at Torrey Pines with one Tony Gwynn Jr. a couple of years ago in the celebrity media Torrey Pines round. Tony gets invited to play, and we're like, who are you playing with? He goes, I don't know. Well, what's the guy's name? Scottie Scheffler, maybe? We'd never really heard of him. Nobody had really ever heard of him. Tony played the round with him, and now Scottie Scheffler is the man. Scheffler is a solid favorite to win the 152nd Open Championship. I remember the first one. Scraby would make fun of me because he thinks I'm so old that I was there. You know what I would think would be really interesting is if the second favorite wins this weekend. The second favorite is Rory McIlroy. The reason I say that is because if Rory McIlroy wins, I think the golf media in mass ought to just walk out of the interview tent. When Rory McIlroy comes in to be interviewed after winning the British Open, or the Open, sorry. But when he comes in and he sits down and he's all got his claret jug and he's ready to go, I think the media ought to get up and just walk out. Because that's what he did to them at the end of the U.S. Open. When he lost, he got in his car and he peeled out of the parking lot. And, there's many people who, didn't think that was really the right thing to do. I can understand that you're frustrated, you're angry, but none of these guys are anything without the coverage that they get. And Rory McIlroy has been pretty well covered by the media in his career.
Yeah,
and he missed a terrible short putt, the whole thing. But the fact that he didn't face the music, a lot of people gave him a lot of grief for that. So I think it would be kind of funny. And here's your champ, Rory McIlroy,
right,
comes in, three people, and then everybody gets up and walks out. And then nobody's there to cover you. There you go. That's what you did to them. That's the way my mind thinks, anyway.
Feels a little rude, honestly.
You think what? It'd be rude to get up and walk out?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and the old saying, two wrongs don't make a right, but they sure make you feel a whole lot better sometimes.
I've always felt. Two wrongs don't make a right, but was it three lefts make a right? Or three rights make a left?
I think four lefts make a right.
Anyway.
Don't confuse me, Frank. Don't confuse me. All right. One last note here before we go to a break and then our interview with Trevor Hoffman. Last night, All-Star Game television ratings are in.
Oh,
7.4 million viewers. 7.4 million, did I say?
Yeah.
Of those 7.4 million, 7.3999 million hated the uniforms. Doesn't say that, but I'm throwing that in. $7.4 million, the second lowest rated All-Star game in the history of the sport. The only good news, the lowest rated one was last year. So they actually went up a little bit.
Can't get much worse.
This year, yeah.
I mean...
Hey, I'm sorry, but you know, the All-Star game, it's just not what it is, but you've got to at least put the uniforms back on.
Part of it is what
and
you
I don't think that's going to change it a great deal, but something.
Oh, part of it is what you guys talked about earlier on today, where it's these guys play each other all year long, that's not special anymore.
Well, they
people don't try any All-Star game because why would you?
The thing that we like, we don't even know that this is what we like, but what we like about sports is the notion that the two teams that are out on their field or wherever they are, golf course, tennis court, soccer pitch, wherever, that they're out there trying to win.
But it's
that's
also
what we watch. We don't know how it's going to happen. We watch to see how it's going to unfold. The All-Star game doesn't have that going for itself because we know that they don't care who wins.
And one thing that I think you guys overlooked earlier when you and Sam were talking about it was there's nothing riding on this game anymore. It used to be the winner got home field advantage in the World Series.
Yeah, that
so at least there was something on the line. Whether or not you thought it was a value is up to you. But at least there was something on the line.
Yeah.
Now you're just playing a game just to play a game. And honestly, it wouldn't hurt me if there wasn't an All-Star game anymore. Name All-Stars. Name All-Stars. Absolutely. Name the best players. But do you really need to play a game if you're not going to get any effort, especially in the NBA and NFL?
Revenue. Back to that again. But yes, I agree. I don't disagree. The NFL Pro Bowl should have gone away a long time ago. Actually, it has. Now they're finally
now
just into
the flag football,
skills, challenges,
thing,
and things. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. One final segment today, but it's going to be a doozy. With the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming up this weekend, we revisit our visit with the legendary Trevor Hoffman. Stick around. Things up here. We got one final segment for you, and it's a good one, so stick around here. 5:35 is the time. Chris Ello, Big Frank, Frank Marchese, sitting in for the ailing Matt Scraby. We hope that he's back with us tomorrow, but we said the same thing yesterday. And guess what he did to us? He couldn't make it.
He told me this morning, he said he thinks today's going to be the last day.
Oh, yeah. He knows,
he'll,
huh? He knows, huh? We'll see. We will see. Hopefully, Mr. Scraby's back with us tomorrow. If not, Frank will, you know, been doing a hell of a job. And there is, you know, such a thing as a Wally Pipp. So you never know. And
Tom Brady wasn't a starter right out of the gate.
That's right. People thought they were going to miss Drew Bledsoe. Didn't miss him at all, as it turned out. As it turned out. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s on vacay. This Sunday. Well, let's start with tomorrow before we get too far ahead. Tomorrow's the radio roundtable. Don't forget, 10 a.m., Ben and Woods, myself, Annie and Elston, all talking Padre baseball. Commercial, free hour of Padre talk tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11. If you miss it, it plays again from 5 to 6 p.m. That's tomorrow. Friday, 3:10 in the afternoon, Sam Levitt goes back to work as the Padre pregame show host. The Padres will take on the Cleveland Guardians. They have the best record in the American League to kick off the second half of the season. First pitch is 4:10 on Friday afternoon. Matt Waldron, it was announced today, will make the start for the Padres in the second half opener. One last thing about that game. It's on Apple TV, so make your plans to listen here on 97.3 The Fan. If you're like me, you're ticked off that it's being streamed. Now, to Sunday. This Sunday is the Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Day in Cooperstown, Ohio. Cooperstown, New York. Sorry, Frank. I don't mean to disparage your home state. Cooperstown, New York. I've been there. You'd think I would know.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
What the heck was that?
Hello.
That was a different...
that was just a sounder going off
for
the hell of it?
That was labeled differently than what it actually was.
Oh, I see. You wanted to get me with something?
That was supposed to be a womp-womp there, and it was definitely not a womp-womp.
It was not a womp-womp. There are three players being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Do you know who they are, Frank? Do you remember? It's kind of interesting, you know, so much of this stuff happens and it's such a big deal at the time. But then by the time they have the induction ceremony, you forget who was actually...
Yeah, I honestly don't remember.
Actually nominated really or actually bad. Honored. With 95% of the vote in his first year of eligibility, Adrian Beltre, who threw out the first pitch last night. He'll be elected to the Hall of Fame, be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also on Sunday, Todd Helton goes into the Hall of Fame in his sixth year on the ballot. All of a sudden, they've now determined that he's good enough to be a Hall of Famer.
Those are a couple of guys.
Where he wasn't for the first 5 years.
Those are a couple of guys that are heck guys to miss.
And third, in his first year of eligibility, catcher Joe Mauer. Also.
Okay.
So those are the three Hall of Famers.
It's not a bad class.
No. Jim Leland was also elected by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. So Leland will be going into the Hall of Fame as well. Cigarettes for everyone. Jim Leland was a dart smoker back in the day, for sure. Some of the guys who just missed, Billy Wagner, Gary Sheffield, and this was the last year for Sheffield on the ballot. Man, what a player he was, but I guess, you know, got caught up at the wrong time like a lot of those guys did. Andrew Jones, Beltran, A-Rod continues to get votes, but nowhere close, only 34%. Manny Ramirez, 32%. And these are both Hall of Fame in terms of what their numbers say, but they're not going to get there.
You can't... As far as that stuff goes, you cannot allow one steroid user, Ivan Rodriguez, in and then say the rest of you can't.
Oh, that's right. Well. If as soon as you let one in, they all have to be in for sure.
You've got to let the rest of them in.
Yeah, they all have to come in. So anyway, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Sunday. Now, to that end, back in – let's see what year that was now. What a year did Trevor get inducted into the Hall of Fame? I'm going to look it up just so I can be a little more specific. 2018, he was elected into the Hall of Fame. So 6 summers ago that myself, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby set out a six-hour flight to the East Coast, to your part of the world, Frank, made our way to Cooperstown, Ohio. Cooperstown, Ohio.
Where?
Why am I saying that again? Canton, Ohio is the NFL Hall of Fame. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Made our way to Cooperstown, New York.
To for Cooperstown, the... Montreal, Quebec.
I know. It's so strange that I would say that. Cooperstown, New York for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony of the great Trevor Hoffman. While we were there, we had a chance to sit down with Trevor. And this is what came of that legendary moment in time.
Something we should probably do first, though.
Yeah, let's check a little traffic for those inclined. Well, he's the reason we're here, and we are so thrilled to have him with us from Cooperstown. Trevor Hoffman joins us here, Gwynn and Chris show, and I've been thanking you for the last month, but now I can actually thank you for getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, because otherwise I would have never got to live out my dream of being going to Cooperstown. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here and to be with you during this week. How much are you still kicking yourself going, oh, my goodness, I'm really about to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, you're welcome first.
Yes, thank
you. I'm happy to be here, too.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I think I'm bruising my arm by pinching it so much because this is something you definitely aren't really prepared for until you get to walk in these shoes and go through these halls. It blows me away how pretty it is, how enormous the moment is, and really it's just such a special place.
What are Tracy, Brody, Quinn, Wyatt, what are they all feeling right now?
They're walking on cloud nine too, man. You know what? I think it's special in a sense that they're getting a chance to go through it in a relaxed setting. You know, the boys yesterday, they hopped on a little rowboat and tried to catch some fish and the little paddleboard, and then they're playing wiffle ball with Landon Tomey, Jim Tomey's son, and it's kind of bringing back the game a little bit for them, like what you grew up doing in the clubhouses. And so I think there'll become a moment when all the Hall of Famers show up and they better have a shirt on, they better buttoned up, and better, hey, don't embarrass the Hoffmans, all right? Wagging upside the head. But and that'll happen, and I think that moment will kind of engulf them a little bit too.
We've been playing all these Road to Cooperstown features on the radio leading up to your induction, and I know they've been running them on television. One of the ones that I thought was very interesting was your talking about how when you found out you got traded from the Florida Marlins to the Padres, and how your first reaction to that was, I don't really want to be traded. I'm good. I'm in the major leagues here. And that it was your brothers that kind of said, hey, talked you off the ledge a little bit. I'm using your verbiage, but... And then, of course, everything worked out so well in San Diego. But it's interesting how life does work out.
You think I would have been a little bit more prepared for it by that time. I'm in the big leagues. I've seen other guys get released. I've seen guys get traded. I think that part of it is that it's within a moment, your life changes on a dime.
Right.
I was naive enough to think that I was going to be with Florida for a long time just because it's a brand new organization and we're going to stay together for a while. When it did happen, I was caught off a little bit, but being so young and not having, a lot of baggage, we'll say, that was built up, it was like, okay, pack up my little stuff I got in the locker and we're off. But it wasn't quite that simple. I was kind of, because I was invested in the place, that transition was a little bit difficult to deal with and wasn't really quite sure. I didn't know what I was dealing with on the other side of it, but you're right. Greg and Glenn kind of go, hey, man, you're going to go into the West Coast. You're kind of a West Coast guy. You're used to it. Mom and Dad are going to be able to be close enough to get to some ball games. It's going to be the best thing for your career, and they were right.
Trevor, let's trudge back through your career. You have so many highlights that stand out, especially the San Diegans. Which one is the one that stands out to you the most?
A couple, and the three-game set up in Dodger Stadium when we were down two and we swept, and your uncle gets the big knock and Dad's a big part of it, and we celebrate with kind of a group that was not really expected to do too much, and then to hear it kind of sent back to on Sunday afternoon when the Chargers are playing, and there's random cheers that are going. I love that when the fans are watching something else in the middle of another game. That cracks me up when that goes on. It shows that they're invested in digging it. So that was something pretty special. And then to be able to see Fins catch that ball in center field that bought us that ticket to New York was something that as I turned around. That stands out pretty big.
Stands out to all of us. I mean, and I can't believe it's been, I'm not even going to say how many years, but just 20 years.
Ah.
Yeah.
Goes by quick.
Yeah. When in your career, if at any time during your career, did you think, I could be a Hall of Fame player someday? Or is that something that never crosses your mind until you're done playing?
I'd lie to you if I said it doesn't cross your mind, but it's something that you don't allow yourself to dream.
Okay.
I think it's important to stay in the moment. It's important to be accountable and true to the guys that you're suiting up with, because that's a little bit more of a selfish motivation that doesn't have a place in a clubhouse. And so you're aware of it, but at the same right, the only way you can make it a reality is by going out and doing your stinking job. So we kind of kept it in that perspective.
And I think that's why everybody loves you so much, Trevor, because every time we ask you a question about you, you somehow end up finding a way to wrap your teammates in it. And that's a characteristic that really goes a long way. Let me ask you this. As it pertains to your speech, I know that was a difficult thing for my dad to actually get through. We write in a speech. There's going to be parts where you got to talk about stuff that's going to bring up emotion. You got to try to figure out a way to get it to the bottom, get through all of it. Has it been difficult for you writing your speech?
The difficult part has been getting through without the emotions, because I'm getting emotional by myself in a room reading it, let alone with family and friends and teammates and the Hall of Famers behind it. So I'm hoping that it's so nerve-wracking that it'll take that component away.
Right.
And I think as it pertains to kind of getting through this piece, I think it'll get comfortable, and that's when I don't want to get comfortable, is because I think that's when the emotions will be allowed in.
Right.
So it's kind of a weird dynamic to think about, but it's certainly exciting to think about, and it's not – you can only ask someone that's been through it, and so I don't have the problems to freaking ask about it. I'm like, man, help here. I'm drowning here. So I'm looking forward to it, but you're absolutely hitting the nail on the head. It's a flood of emotions that you're going to have to deal with that will come on without notice.
Well, with all due respect, I totally expect you to
to deliver a fantastic speech, but even if there are some rough moments, I expect you to close well.
Yeah. All right. Ba-dum.
Ba-dum, boom. All right, now.
Will you cue the music so I
can... Cue a little music so that he can finish up that last couple of paragraphs solid. That's what we want to make sure. I have to ask you the question that's been asked a million times, but I just think on the eve of going into the Hall of Fame, the changeup and what it means to you and what you think about and why you think no one... I don't want to say no one because guys have good changeups, but why no one really is in the Hall of Fame in a lot of ways just because of an amazing one pitch that you were able to master.
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate that it morphed into what it did, and talking with teammates and picking their brain about their craft, I think was important. But for it to become a signature pitch and something that was important to me, it's kind of cool to think about. Yeah. I know it's not something – I mean, Mariano next year will be here and we'll be talking cutters and how he even simplified even more. I had to locate a fastball to be able to get to a changeup. He just said, here's a cutter, you guys can't hit. So,
right, deal with it.
But I'm sitting next to a guy that got to see the changeup pretty good in Milwaukee.
Oh,
and
he
hit
got
that triple
one
down the right field line.
Bring this up?
I still
yeah,
wake up.
He closed his eyes.
Nightmares.
He told me the other day not. The truth
he
to be closed his
it,
eyes.
It was such an amazing matchup, and I was crushed in the tunnel with you. I was hurting for San Diego and the fans and Blackie, but man, that was so fun competing with you. And, I wish you didn't see the changeup so damn good. It did work that day.
It actually hurt him that I had been around him so much at that point. And I was paying attention. I think at the end of the day, if I remember it correctly, you had thrown like 8 straight changeups. You struck out Lance
well,
Nick.
Too many times.
And I had swung through 2 of them into my at-bat. It was just a matter of, okay, he's going to throw it. Can't get off the fastball. Just make sure you keep your hands back long enough. And fortunately,
good self-talk right there.
I wonder where you learned that from.
Right.
All right. Well, we saw where your plaque's going in the Hall of Fame, so it's less than 48 hours away. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks for the trip to Cooperstown. I will always personally be grateful for allowing us to come out and be part of this with
you. This is only my second time being here. Obviously, my dad's was my first, and I always told myself, when Trevor got in, that'll be the next time I'm going. Congratulations, Trevor.
Thanks,
congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
Very, very much.
Awesome time 6 years ago when Tony and I got to sit down with the legendary Trevor Hoffman there just a few hours before he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And still owe him huge thanks for that because I haven't been back to Cooperstown, Ohio for a while, Frank. I'm just kidding. I know that I said it wrong that time. Cooperstown, New York. Have you been there?
Once.
Cooperstown,
yeah,
you did get to go
there. When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. It's not really close to anything. That's the only
no,
thing I remember.
No, it's in the middle
about.
Of nowhere.
Really they just is. Figured it out, and they put it in the middle of the absolute nowhere. That's the one issue with going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You have to really want to go. You're not just going to get it on a whim.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up here, we got one final segment for you, and it's a good one, so stick around here. 5:35 is the time. Chris Ello, Big Frank Marchese, sitting in for the ailing Matt Scraby. We hope that he's back with us tomorrow, but we said the same thing yesterday, and guess what he did to us? He couldn't make it.
He told me this morning, he said he thinks today's going to be the last day.
Oh, yeah, he knows,
he'll,
huh? He knows, huh? We'll see. We will see. Hopefully Mr. Scraby's back with us tomorrow. If not, Frank will, you know, been doing a hell of a job. And there is, you know, such a thing as a Wally Pipp. So you never know. And
Tom Brady wasn't a starter right out of the gate.
That's right. People thought they were going to miss Drew Bledsoe. Didn't miss him at all, as it turned out. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s on vacay. This Sunday... Well, let's start with tomorrow before we get too far ahead. Tomorrow's the radio roundtable. Don't forget, 10 a.m., Ben and Woods, myself, Annie and Elston, all talking Padre baseball. Commercial, free hour of Padre talk tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11. If you miss it, it plays again from 5 to 6 p.m. That's tomorrow. Friday, 3:10 in the afternoon, Sam Levitt goes back to work as the Padre pregame show host. The Padres will take on the Cleveland Guardians. They have the best record in the American League to kick off the second half of the season. First pitch is 4:10 on Friday afternoon. Matt Waldron, it was announced today, will make the start for the Padres in the second half opener. One last thing about that game. It's on Apple TV, so make your plans to listen here on 97.3 The Fan. If you're like me, you're ticked off that it's being streamed. Now, to Sunday. This Sunday is the Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Day in Cooperstown, Ohio. Cooperstown, New York. Sorry, Frank. I don't mean to disparage your home state. Cooperstown, New York. I've been there. You'd think I would know.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
What the heck was that?
Hello.
That was a different...
That was just a sounder going off for the
helmet? That was labeled differently than what it actually was.
Oh, I see. You wanted to get me with something?
That was supposed to be a womp-womp there, and it was definitely not a womp-womp.
It was not a womp-womp. There are three players being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Do you know who they are, Frank? Do you remember? It's kind of interesting. You know, so much of this stuff happens, and it's such a big deal at the time. But then by the time they have the induction ceremony, forget who was actually...
Yeah, I honestly don't remember.
Actually nominated really or actually bad. Honored. With 95% of the vote in his first year of eligibility, Adrian Beltre, who threw out the first pitch last night. He'll be elected to the Hall of Fame, be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also on Sunday, Todd Helton goes into the Hall of Fame in his sixth year on the ballot. All of a sudden... They've now determined that he's good enough to be a Hall of Famer.
Those are a couple of guys.
Where he wasn't for the first 5 years.
Those are a couple of guys that are heck guys to miss.
And third, in his first year of eligibility, catcher Joe Mauer also.
Okay.
So those are the three Hall of Famers.
It's not a bad class.
No. Jim Leland was also elected by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. So Leland will be going into the Hall of Fame as well. Cigarettes for everyone. Jim Leland was a dart smoker back in the day, for sure. Some of the guys who just missed, Billy Wagner, Gary Sheffield, and this was the last year for Sheffield on the ballot. Man, what a player he was, but I guess, you know, got caught up at the wrong time like a lot of those guys did. Andrew Jones, Beltran, A-Rod continues to get votes, but nowhere close, only 34%. Manny Ramirez, 32%. And these are both Hall of Fame in terms of what their numbers say, but they're not going to get there.
You can't, as far as that stuff goes, you cannot allow one steroid user, Ivan Rodriguez, in and then say... The rest of you can't.
Oh, that's right. If as soon as you let one in, they all have to be in for sure.
The rest of them in.
Yeah, they all have to come in. So, anyway, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Sunday. Now, to that end, back in let's see what year that was. Now, what year did Trevor get inducted into the Hall of Fame? I'm going to look it up just so I can be a little more specific. 2018, he was elected into the Hall of Fame. So, 6 summers ago. That myself, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby set out a 6-hour flight to the East Coast, to your part of the world, Frank, made our way to Cooperstown, Ohio. Cooperstown, Ohio.
Where?
Why do I saying that again? Canton, Ohio is the NFL Hall of Fame. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Made our way to Cooperstown, New York.
To for Cooperstown, the, Montreal, Quebec.
I know. It's so strange that I would say that. Cooperstown, New York for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony of the great Trevor Hoffman. While we were there, we had a chance to sit down with Trevor. And this is what came of that legendary moment in time.
Something we should probably do first, though.
Yeah, let's check a little traffic for those inclined. Well, he's the reason we're here, and we are so thrilled to have him with us. From Cooperstown, Trevor Hoffman joins us here, Gwynn and Chris show. And I've been thanking you for the last month, but now I can actually thank you for getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, because otherwise I would have never got to live out my dream of going to Cooperstown. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here and to be with you during this week. How much are you still kicking yourself going, oh my goodness, I'm really about to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, you're welcome first.
Yes, thank
you. I'm happy to be here too.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think I'm bruising my arm by pinching it so much because this is something you definitely aren't really prepared for until you get to walk in these shoes and get go through these halls. It blows me away how pretty it is, how enormous the moment is, and really it's just such a special place.
What are Tracy, Brody, Quinn, Wyatt, what are they all feeling right now?
They're walking on cloud nine too, man. You know what? I think it's special in a sense that they're getting a chance to go through it in a relaxed setting. You know, the boys yesterday, they hopped on a little rowboat and tried to catch some fish and the little paddleboard, and then they're playing wiffle ball with Landon Tomey, Jim Tomey's son, and it's kind of bringing back the game a little bit for them, like what you grew up doing in the clubhouses. And so I think there'll become a moment when all the Hall of Famers show up, and they better have a shirt on, they better be buttoned up, they better, hey, don't embarrass the Hoffmans, all right? Whack you upside the head. But and that'll happen, and I think that moment will kind of engulf them a little bit too.
We've been playing all these Road to Cooperstown features on the radio leading up to your induction, and I know they've been running them on television. One of the ones that I thought was very interesting was your talking about how when you found out you got traded from the Florida Marlins to the Padres and how your first reaction to that was, I don't really want to be traded. I'm good. I'm in the major leagues here. And that it was your brothers that kind of said, hey, talked you off the ledge a little bit. I'm using your verbiage, but... And then, of course, everything worked out so well in San Diego. But it's interesting how life does work out.
You think I would have been a little bit more prepared for it by that time. I'm in the big leagues. I've seen other guys get released. I've seen guys get traded. And I think that part of it is that it's within a moment, your life changes on a dime.
Right.
I was naive enough to think that I was going to be with Florida for a long time just because it's a brand new organization and why, you know, we're going to stay together for a while. When it did happen, I was caught off a little bit, but being so young and not having, you know, a lot of baggage, we'll say, that was built up, is like, okay, pack up my little stuff I got in the locker and we're off. But it wasn't quite that simple. I was kind of, because I was invested in the place, that transition was a little bit difficult to deal with, and wasn't really quite sure. I didn't know what I was dealing with on the other side of it, but you're right. Greg and Glenn kind of go, hey, man, you're going to go into the West Coast. You're kind of a West Coast guy. You're used to it. Mom and Dad are going to be able to be close enough to get to some ball games. It's going to be the best thing for your career, and they were right.
Trevor, let's trudge back through your career. You have so many highlights that stand out, especially the San Diegans. Which one is the one that stands out to you the most?
A couple, and the three-game set up in Dodger Stadium when we were down two and we swept, and your uncle gets the big knock and Dad's a big part of it, and we celebrate with kind of a group that was not really expected to do too much, and then to hear it kind of sent back to on Sunday afternoon when the Chargers are playing, and there's random cheers that are going. I love that when the fans are watching something else in the middle of another game. That cracks me up when that goes on. It shows that they're invested in digging it. So that was something pretty special. And then to be able to see Fins catch that ball in center field that bought us that ticket to New York was something that as I turned around. That stands out pretty big.
Stands out to all of us. I mean, and I can't believe it's been, I'm not even going to say how many years, but just 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
But
goes by quick.
Yeah. When in your career, if at any time during your career, did you think, you know, I could be a Hall of Fame player someday? Or is that something that never crosses your mind until you're done playing?
I'd lie to you if I said it doesn't cross your mind, but it's something that you don't allow yourself to dream.
Okay.
I think it's important to stay in the moment. It's important to be accountable and true to the guys that you're suiting up with, because that's a little bit more of a selfish motivation that doesn't have a place in a clubhouse. And so you're aware of it, but at the same right, the only way you can make it a reality is by going out and doing your stinking job. So we kind of kept it in that perspective.
And I think that's why everybody loves you so much, Trevor, because every time we ask you a question about you, you somehow end up finding a way to wrap your teammates in it. And that's a characteristic that really goes a long way. Let me ask you this. As it pertains to your speech, I know that was a difficult thing for my dad to actually get through. You know, we're writing a speech. There's going to be parts where you got to talk about stuff that's going to bring up emotion. You got to try to figure out a way to get it to the bottom, get through all of it. Has it been difficult for you writing your speech?
The difficult part has been getting through without the emotions, because I'm getting emotional by myself in a room reading it, let alone with family and friends and teammates and the Hall of Famers behind. So I'm hoping that it's so nerve-wracking that it'll take that component away.
Right.
And I think as it pertains to kind of getting through the speech, I think it'll get comfortable, and that's when I don't want to get comfortable, is because I think that's when the emotions will be allowed in.
Right.
So it's kind of a weird dynamic to think about, but it's certainly exciting to think about, and it's not – you can only ask someone that's been through it, and so I don't have your problems to freaking ask about it. Like, man, help here. I'm drowning here. So I'm looking forward to it, but you're absolutely hitting the nail on the head. It's a flood of emotions that you know you're going to have to deal with that will come on without notice.
Well, with all due respect, I totally expect you to deliver a fantastic speech, but even if there are some rough moments, I expect you to close well.
Yeah.
All right. Ba-dum-tsh. Ba-dum-boom. All All right, now.
Will you cue the music? So I
cue a little music so that he can finish up that last couple of paragraphs solid. That's what we want to make sure. I have to ask you the question that's been asked a million times, but I just think on the eve of going into the Hall of Fame, the changeup and what it means to you and what you think about and why you think no one, and I don't want to say no one because guys have good changeups, but why no one really is in the Hall of Fame in a lot of ways just because of an amazing one pitch that you were able to master.
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate that it morphed into what it did, and talking with teammates and picking their brain about their craft, I think was important. But for it to become a signature pitch and something that was important to me, it's kind of cool to think about. Yeah. I know it's not something. I mean, Mariano next year will be here, and we'll be talking cutters and how he even simplified even more. I had to locate a fastball to be able to get to a changeup. He just said, "Here's a cutter, you guys can't hit."
So, right, deal with it.
But I'm sitting next to a guy that got to see the changeup pretty good in Milwaukee.
Now
and
he
hit
got
that
one.
Triple down the right field line.
Bring this up?
I still
yeah, he
wake
closed
up
his eyes. He told me the other day not. The truth
he
to be
did
closed his
it,
eyes.
It was such an amazing matchup, and I was crushed in the tunnel with you. I was hurting for San Diego and the fans and Blackie, but man, that was so fun competing with you. And, I wish you didn't see the changeup so damn good. It did work that day.
It actually hurt him that I had been around him so much at that point. And I was paying attention. I think at the end of the day, if I remember it correctly, you had thrown like 8 straight changeups. Yeah. You struck out Lance Nick.
Well,
and I had swung through 2 of them into my at bat. It was just a matter of, okay, he's going to throw it. Can't get off the fastball. Just make sure you keep your hands back long enough. And fortunately,
good self-talk right there.
I wonder where he learned that from.
Right.
All right. Well, we saw where your plaque's going in the Hall of Fame. So it's less than 48 hours away. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks for the trip to Cooperstown. I will always personally be grateful for allowing us to come out and be part of this with
you. This is only my second time being here. Obviously, my dad's was my first. And I always told myself, when Trevor got in, that'll be the next time I'm going. Congratulations, Trevor.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Boys. I appreciate it.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
Very, very much.
Awesome time 6 years ago when Tony and I got to sit down with the legendary Trevor Hoffman there just a few hours before he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And still owe him huge thanks for that because I haven't been back to Cooperstown, Ohio for a while, Frank. I'm just kidding. I know that I said it wrong that time. Cooperstown, New York. Have you been there?
Once.
Cooperstown,
yeah,
you did get
once
to go there.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. It's not really close to anything. That's the only
no,
thing I remember.
No, it's in the middle
about.
Of nowhere.
Really they just is. Figured it out, and they put it in the middle of absolute nowhere. That's the one issue with going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You have to really want to go. You're not just going to get it on a whim.
No,
you know,
if I remember.
Go, well, you know, we were in the neighborhood, so we thought we'd stop by. No, you have to pretty much want to go there.
If I remember right, it's like a winding mountain road, and then all of a sudden there's a town.
A little tiny town.
There it is.
And one street, and, you know, honestly, the building itself, as legendary as it all is, doesn't really, you know, jump out at you. You know, it's kind of normal. I felt the same when I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. That I did go to on a road trip with the hockey team. We were in Toledo, and it was, I think, an hour and a half away. So we had an off day, and I felt like that was worth making that drive. But I remember it being just off the exit. Like, you exited off the freeway and almost ran right into the building. It's like they built it right on a freeway, the Football Hall of Fame. In Canton, that is in Ohio. All right, I got a question about Trevor Hoffman that I thought I'd throw at you.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to ask you, which team, because we just had the Major League Baseball draft, which team drafted Trevor Hoffman? Anybody? I think I would have missed this.
He mentioned it. I think he said the Marlins, no?
He was with the Marlins first, but that's not who drafted him, believe it or not. Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people will know this or remember this. He was an 11th round draft pick in 1989 out of the University of Arizona, where I believe he played a bunch of shortstop. Drafted originally by the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, little Trevor Hoffman. Trivia for you.
Speaking of which, and speaking of the draft,
mm-hmm.
And Sam Levitt said a future Lake Elsner storm great, just to take a dig at me. Earlier today, the Padres signed a free agent who didn't get drafted.
Okay.
Outfielder Alex McCoy. And the only reason why I bring this up, out of Hofstra University.
Oh, you're out of Hofstra University goodness, baseball. Frank. Hofstra gets some love. This guy's going to go on. He's going to be the next guy into the Hall of Fame
Padres. As Sam said, future Lake Elsinore Storm.
No, he's going to go. He's going to nestle up right next to Trevor in Cooperstown. Well, what's his name again?
Alex McCoy.
From Hofstra.
Right,
Frank is
Island.
The world's biggest Hofstra guy.
That you know of.
You've got to be. Even that I know of or otherwise. I mean, last year, we're sitting in here during the college basketball season. Tony and I are doing it. Frank's filling in for Scraby.
Yes.
And somehow there was a Hofstra college basketball game
season.
On against. Who are they playing? Oh my goodness, Frank. You made us watch this game.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, no. It wasn't a chore come the end of it. By the end of the show, you guys were fully invested in watching this game. And Hofstra blew it in overtime after you guys had left.
Yeah, we were so invested that we left in overtime.
Oh, no.
That's how invested.
You stayed and watched the final 4 minutes after the show went off the air and then left for overtime.
The Hofstra pride. All
right.
The pride of the pride. They're not the pride?
No, it's the pride, but the pride of Lions. That's where the pride comes from.
Well, the pride of the pride is Mr. Frank Marchese. Thanks again for filling in today, Frank.
Not a problem.
We'll see if who's in tomorrow. Join us at 2 o'clock to find out. Hopefully we'll have the return of Scraby. But don't forget, Roundtable, Padres, commercial-free hour tomorrow morning at 10. Catch up with all of you then. For Tony Gwynn Jr. and Mr. Scraby and Frank Crisello, good night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.